You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints, and we are just honored to have Saints linebacker DeMario Davis here. Born in Clinton, Mississippi, went to Brandon High School and outside
born in
of Jackson.
Collins, Mississippi.
Collins. You know, and you sit next to Deuce. You know, I feel like I know as many Mississippi towns as I know Louisiana towns.
Yeah.
Just had the bye week after a huge win over Carolina. How was it? Get a little time to kind of really rest the mind and the soul, right?
Yeah, man. The bye week is awesome because it kind of gives you a chance to reset, recharge, recover, and then, you know, kind of come back at it with kind of some freshness to it. And it's so critical to go into the bye week to have a win so you have that momentum, because then you have to hold that loss even longer. And so it was great. Got a chance to go back home, just be with the family for a little bit, a lot of sleep, you know, kind of staying inside, not doing much, watching movies. Got a chance to reflect over the game and just kind of, you know, reset and figure about like how you want to kind of finish the season. And then, of course, being able to come back in today and get with the team. And it's great, man. Looking forward to the finishing strong down the stretch.
And if you're there's no better way to get back into it than the daggone Falcons.
Absolutely.
Right? Right? I mean, if you want to get somebody's attention, play the Falcons.
Absolutely, man. It's such a deep rivalry game. you know, every NFL game is electric and full of energy, but when you have somebody that you just so strongly dislike in a competitive way, but, I mean, it gets this game just means more. All of them, you know, you have to approach them the same, but, you know, playing the Falcons just means more. And it's a divisional game. Finishing these games strong down the stretch is very important, but especially these division games. So we get a chance to play them twice.
And we always talk about stacking W's, which is important. And I would imagine for this defense, stacking performances like Carolina, where you were tackled so much better, where you stop the run, those kinds of things to duplicate, keep that going.
Absolutely. With a younger team, it's important to figure out those things that you need to do well, and then when you do them well, to build on them. We've a couple times had complete games this season. And we've had some really dominant performances, especially when you go back to the Giants. But it's about being able to create that consistency and not just flash it. There's been games where we stopped the run. There's been games where we've really gotten after the quarterback. There's been games we've created turnovers. In most games, we have been very good on third down. But it's about when you're able to do it all together and it all comes together well. And, you know, the last game that we played was a complete game. And so what you really want to be able to do is replicate that as quickly as possible so it becomes the norm.
because Atlanta comes in, you know, they've got, we'll figure out the quarterback situation when we figure it out, but Bijan Robinson, I mean, they've got some, they've got a running attack that will, that's going to be their bread and butter.
Man, Atlanta is just a really tough team. We get to go against them more than anybody. Just over the years, what they've been able to build, I think the world of their front office, their GM was Terry. Terry is amazing. And you look at the roster that he's been able to assemble defensively and offensively, the amount of weapons that they have, you know, first string, second string. You know, it's a very talented group. And I think their defense plays so well. I think they're coming off a game, you know, before last, so I think it was 7 sacks or something like that. And that just allows their offense to play with a comfort level, knowing their defense is going to get stops. And when you play them, they have a offense that's complementary. They can run the ball well. Bijan Robinson is, you know, as dynamic as any back in the league. They feel very comfortable not just having him in the backfield, but lining him up at slot receiver or number one receiver, throwing him, you know, every route. They have a good 1-2 punch in the backfield. They got tight end that can stretch the field vertically. I think Drake London is, you know, one of the best receivers in the league, and he's certainly playing like it. And, you know, that whole group is explosive and dynamic. And they have a multitude of quarterbacks. Even if Kyle Pennix isn't in, the guy that was
Kirk Cousins,
the guy that was in there before,
y'all know him well,
wasn't no slouch, you know. So it's a challenge every year to go up, and that's what you play the game for, is to have competitive games like this.
When you talk about Robinson being in the slot or Kyle Pitt, you know, in this defense, I feel like number 56 is going to get a little coverage on some of those players. Right? But this defense, you're more in coverage. You're going to get some Robinson and some Pitt, right?
Yeah, I take a lot of pride in being able to do all things asked of a linebacker well. You know, I take a lot of pride in being a great run defender, as well as being a great pressure player and blitzer. And then when I'm asked to be out in coverage, I want to do well there too. And that lends itself to being able to cover tight ends and running backs, especially the way teams can create one-on-one situations. And so how that all shakes out in the game, I think those guys are, you know, when it looks at Pitts and Bijan, they're so different than what you would typically face in a running back and a tight end. You know, Pitts could be the number one receiver. He could be in the slot. He could be a tight end. Bijan could be in the slot. He could be in the backfield. He could be at number one receiver. And so that takes a whole defensive effort. It's not just the linebackers. The safeties have to be able to cover well. The corners have to be able to cover those guys. And they move them around. So those guys may start in a position, and then they're moving to the other side of the ball. And so it just requires the whole defense.
And the evolution of this defense with Brandon Staley was going to be, it's a challenge for any team to change kind of a scheme. But then you throw in, you know, you're starting Jonas Sanker. You've got Quincy Riley out there. You've got a lot of youth. You've got a lot of youth that you're seeing now with Stalbert and Danny Stutzman. So for you, the veteran, I mean, that's another challenge on top of what was already a schematic change, right? When you've got a lot of youth out there, some because of injury, some just because you want to see him play some more.
Yeah, I think I've enjoyed the progression of our defense with Coach Staley. He's made, you know, football extremely fun for me. I've seen a lot of football, but the game is changing a lot, and I think he's one of the few coordinators that is in front of offenses. And so even with a younger team, we've been able to have some really good performances. If you go look back at some of the quarterbacks and, you know, what they did the week they played us and what they did versus other teams, you'll see, like, oh, they really had them rattled. With a young team, it probably were plays that we could have made that we didn't just make that would have made all the difference. And just being able to play complementary football in those games. But, man, we've had some really, you know, strong run games. And I think he puts us in a position to have a chance to have the other team off balance. They're not going to be able to come in and, you know, run their offense, you know, how they've had how they comfortably deal with other teams up and down the field. You know, coming off a quarterback we held to 175 yards, and then the next week he goes and throws 300 plus 400 right. yards.
Bryce Young.
And so that's been the nature. You look at going against Baker, and he was Hall of Fame. I'm not Hall of Fame, but MVP. You know, type numbers, and then not being able to throw a touchdown. And so that's the type of preparation that he's putting us in. And there, and yeah, we're leaning on young guys, but those young guys are playing meaningful minutes, and it's only going to bode well for how advanced they are in the future. I think a lot of times those young guys don't even know how good of football they're actually playing.
Couple of quick more questions. We'll take a break. I'm going to talk a lot about what's coming up with the food drive, Tailgate for a Cause. Most guys keep their first, you know, whatever, first interception, first touchdown. Do you have the ball from your first interception?
Yes, I do. My first interception was Drew Brees.
Yes, I do. I know.
Yeah. I caught it on a
2013.
I caught it on a tip pass from DeJuan Landry. He tipped it. And I caught it, and yeah, I still got that ball.
I assume you're covering Benjamin Watson, another just quality human being. I assumed you had Drew sign it, or
no? I haven't had him had Drew to sign it yet, but I mean, we're good friends, so at some point I'll get him to sign. I'm sure he'll be by the house or something.
Well, guess what? He's calling the game this weekend.
Yeah.
He's got the Fox game. He's okay. Got your game, so you'll see him sooner than you think.
Yeah, I'll see him soon.
Need to take a break, and we will talk more with Saints linebacker DeMario Davis. Got a lot of things planned coming up with his foundation, both Sunday and Monday, so we'll talk about that next. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour. Keep it right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. It is the Bullseye Saints Hour, an inside look at the black and gold. Been talking to DeMario Davis, Saints linebacker. Get back to that interview now, and as you'll see right off the bat, Mr. Davis and his wife, Tamela, have been very busy. Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Mike Haas, along with Saints linebacker DeMario Davis. Your foundation, you and your wife began, Tamela, back in 2013. Devoted dreamers. You know, before I get too deep into it, because we have 2 big events, Sunday and Monday, just tell me about how the foundation came into being and its mission.
Yeah, so in 2013, we started the Devoted Dreamers Foundation, and the Devoted Dreamers exist to raise the next generation of leaders. So we want to take young people and pour into them the resources that they need to reach whatever dream it is that they want to reach, whether they want to be doctors, lawyers, athletes, entertainers, or whether they want to go to Ivy League schools, whatever it is that their goal is, they're going to need resources, meaning mental support, emotional support, physical resources, spiritual support to get to wherever it is that they want to achieve in life. And that's what we exist to do. It really is birthed out of my wife and I's story. We wouldn't be where we are in life if we didn't have the mentors to come into our life. If we didn't have, somebody that believed in us and was pushing us along the way. And we know how hard it is coming from where we were in Mississippi and there being such a deficiency of resources around us that helped us reach our dreams. And what we wanted to do is kind of go back and provide that bridge for young people. And how could we do that? And that's what we ended up doing in 2013. We started a summer camp, and now that has moved to after-school programming. We're having several conversations about year-round schooling. Summer camps, after school program, weekend program, conferences,
dinner with night. Dreams, yeah, dinner with the Davises, pearls for the girls. Yeah, and believe me, it's impressive.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Thank you.
And what's coming up soon this weekend, it's a late start. We have to tell everybody many times. It's a 3:25 kickoff at the Superdome, but Tamala's having her tailgate with a cause. That's Sunday, the 23rd, 11 to 2:30. That's lot 3. That's the lot between the Smoothie King Center and the Champions parking garage. That's a ticketed event, but it's, hey, if you're coming down to the game and you've got a ticket, it's non-perishables. You're in partnership with Clover. Yep. Used to be the Kingsley House. Yep. So just bring anything you can. And a lot of people think, okay, here's a can of beans. Yep. But guess what? They need toilet paper, toothpaste. Think about those kind of things as well.
Absolutely. Anything that you can bring, any items that are household items that you would think somebody need on a day-to-day basis, could be hygiene products, could be food and canned goods, but not just that, you know, anything, you know, diapers, trash bag, anything that you think somebody would need in their house. These are the things. And you think about this time of year is extremely hard, holiday season, Thanksgiving, you know, Christmas, and people just have a lack of resources. And so they maybe want to buy gifts for their children, but, you know, have to decide, do they going to buy gifts for their kids, or they going to, you know, buy food for the house or basic needs. And so these things go a long way. I'll be there. People who bring 10 or more items will be able to get a chance to get a photograph with me. Be a great time. This is something that we do all the time, dinner with the Davises. So my wife just loves to feed people. We love to gather people together and just have a good time. We love to serve this city. But this is one that was very unique. How could we serve the city and feed people at the same time? And that's what Tailgate with a Cause came. My wife's brand, the F Word, and her food truck, Tamala's Tailgate Treats, will be there with Devoted Dreamers Foundation, and all the support will go to serve Clover. And this is coming out of a partnership with the 18th Ward, who does so much around this city. One of the most amazing organizations I've seen. I think it's a replica for the nation. They're reaching about 12,000 kids a year with all different types of programming. We've been able to partner alongside them. We got a chance to, over a 6-week period, we got a chance to go and train their coaches with our leadership curriculum, the Devoted Dreamers 5T leadership curriculum. We got a chance to go in and do that with them. And they are in partnership with us to do this food drive that will be the day after the game.
Right. That's next. So if you can't make Sunday because you're going to the game and there's a lot of things going on, you don't need to have a ticket for the next one. And that's the 24th, 4:30 to 6:30. It's at the 18th Ward, and where Clover is, it's 3911 Duplessis Street. Basically, if you kind of think it's just a little, you know, outside of City Park, and it's not far from the Lakeview area. It's not far from in between City Park and Dillard. You know, it's you know, come by for 2 hours. Same thing, right? And they can drop off any kind of those donations that we just mentioned, those non-perishables, and everything else remains the same.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you can't make it to the game, and you know, we'd love to see you there at the game at the Tailgate for a Cause, then, you know, the following day, please come by. Please make one of them is what we ask. If you want to make both, that'd be even better.
So New Orleans that something is called 18th Ward, right? to any other part of the country, they go, what? But here, yeah. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, yeah. They did a great job with the name because it's one of the few organizations that serves all 17 wards. And so just learning about their story, we got a chance to work with them in the Super Bowl. And then we formed a dynamic partnership and looking forward to all that we'll have, you know, continuing going forward. This is just the beginning.
Saints linebacker DeMario Davis. More with number 56. We come back. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back. It is the Bullseye Saints Hour, an inside look at the black and gold. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the Saints. And again, back for our final segment with DeMario Davis, Saints linebacker.
Five kids?
We have six.
Six?
Yeah.
We added somebody?
We have six. We got a little girl. She's one now. So
what's her name?
Story James.
Oh my gosh! So Bailey Grace.
Yes.
Roman Parker.
Correct.
Not Roman Harper. Let's make sure we don't give Roman any love. Yeah. Summer Joy.
Yep.
Carly Faith.
Yep.
Stormy Love.
Yep.
All hyphenated.
Yeah, all hyphenated. And now, Story James.
And Story James.
Yep.
Do they love the older ones? Do they like the hyphen? My wife is a hyphen. Yeah, she's a Betty Ann. And so she spends half her life going, there's a hyphen.
Yeah. My wife and I are constantly, making sure that they don't drop the second name and letting people know. A lot of times they'll try to go for short. Somebody asks them the name Roman, I'll be like, Roman. I'm like, no, that's not your name, son. And so we have to correct them a good little bit, but they get better with it.
Do you remember anything about medieval literature?
Absolutely.
You do not.
I do. That's where I met my wife.
I know that. Yeah, I know you remember that part.
And so what's funny about that is, I hated medieval literature. I was only medieval anything. I was exposed to it when I was in high school. And of course, we had to take, this half a semester going through this medieval course, and we're learning all this different stuff. And then they have this lunch where everybody's dressed up in these medieval outfits. In high school, you're not trying to go home and do wardrobe and all that. I wasn't. And so having to do this costume, then we there, and the food was really dry. And then these guys come out and battle, and they're, talking in all this, old time language, and doing it. I respected the craft that the guys, I'm sure it was a lot of hard work for them, but it was just like, oh, I'm over this. I'm ready to be done. And so we get to college, and going into my senior year, something dramatically went wrong with my scheduling. And even though I'm in communications, they tell me I need all these literature classes. That was a whole thing. And so I'm going through the schedule, and they're like, you got to take medieval literature. And I'm like, I do not want to take that class. And they found another class for me. I got in there. It was called American Romanticism. That's the only reason I even remember it. And when the semester came around, the American Romanticism got dropped, and I was forced to go to a medieval literature class. And now I'm grateful for medieval literature, because that's where I actually met my wife. We became great friends. I met her in January. By May, I was absolutely sure I wanted her to be my girlfriend. And then I proposed that December. So it didn't take a lot of time.
Sometimes,
Yeah, yeah.
My final question is something I actually did not know in some of this research, and that was when you were in Cleveland in 27, and your body was breaking down, and you couldn't maintain your weight, and which seems unbelievable for all of us who have seen you since you got here in 2018. Thank you, Jets. Thank you, Cleveland. And you said, I'm going to surrender my body and my soul to the Lord. And the answer was, thanks for getting out of the way. And since then, look at you. You're
It's unreal. So Mike, watch this. So I get to Cleveland. I was really excited about getting to Cleveland. They moved me from Will linebacker to Mike linebacker. So I was really excited.
It was a lot of 3-4-4-3. Yeah. Everything that happened in your life was basically based on the scheme.
I was super excited to be there. But I first noticed it in the offseason. I was around like 250, and I'm like, I don't need to be this heavy. It was a run heavy game at that time. It hadn't quite changed to how spread it is now. But I was like, I don't need to be this heavy, but my weight wouldn't really come down. And then towards the middle of the season, my body would just be hurting, and I was still a younger player. I was, 26, 27 years old, and I'm trying to figure out, why is my knees hurting? Why is my back hurting? I had never had any kind of body pain unless I was that something was injured. And so I'm just waking up and my joints hurting. And I remember kind of in the middle of the season, they started rotating. We ended up bringing in another player. Now I'm kind of in this linebacker rotation, and it was too much. I'm like, man, I'm I didn't realize that I was stressed. My wife's reading this incredible book called The Body Keeps the Score, and that's probably what was happening. My body was like breaking down just from stress. But at that point, I was just like, man, I'm done. I came home one day and I just told my wife, like, I'm going to finish this contract. I was on a 2-year contract. I'm like, I'm going to finish this contract out and I'm going to call it. But it was something inside of me that was still kind of burning. Like, I knew I was leaving the game earlier than I was supposed to. I don't know what it was, but I just went in and we had a prayer closet after our kitchen. So I'm having this conversation with her. Then I go into the prayer closet and I'm just like, I got to lay this before the Lord. Like, God, I know you want me. I think you want me to keep playing football, but I can't. I'm finished. I'm mentally exhausted and my body is breaking down. I don't know what's going on. And so I have nothing left. Like, I'm spent. I'm exhausted. I pull up at work. I don't even want to be there anymore. Like, I'm just done. And I said, it's been a great ride. I've been doing this since I was in the fourth grade, but I've given everything I got. And this is the end of the line for me. And so it was essentially like this waving the white flag. That's how I would have themed it. Like, I'm just surrendering. And I remember saying, like, before I got up, like, God, if you want me to keep going, you're going to have to do it, because I can't. Like, I don't want to just say I'm done and quit on you, especially if you have more for me to do. But I'm huge in my faith, so it's everything. So it's like, God, I want to be obedient, but I'm telling you, I cannot go further, like, not on my own strength. And it was like this audible sense of, thank you for waving the white flag. Now I can work. Now you will get out of my way and I can do this. And I'm like, I'm having a conversation with him at this point, because it's like, okay, like, what are you really going to do? Like, I don't have nothing left, and I'm not thinking that you're just really finna rejuvenate me, but it was almost like, God, whatever you do from here, if I become an All-Pro, I had no All-Pros at the time, no Pro Bowls, had not played in any real meaningful games, so it's like, if I go deep in the playoffs, win a Super Bowl, become an All-Pro, any of these things, it'll be all you, because I can't do it. And so I think that's what, and literally by the end of the summer, I remember just waking up one day and my body felt incredible. It was like, I remember that off season, like when I would train, I was training like 3 and 4 hours and I wasn't getting tired. And it was just like this rejuvenation. And mentally, I had a fresh new perspective of the game. I felt like the game was slowing down and I was seeing it. So like, I would go in and I'd be watching film from the season before and I saw like 10 or 15 plays that I could have made way better. And so it was just like this wisdom kind of came. All these different dots start connecting about how to take care of your body. And so I really became a student of my body at that point. And literally everything changed. I went from, that was 2016.
Yeah, I was 2016.
And in 2017, I had one of my best seasons. And, you know, it was interesting. I'm 36 and I'm on pace to beat all those numbers that I had in 2017, which I would have said was my best season. And then, you know, came to the Saints the year after that. And this has just been a match made in heaven. And I can only, at this point, I would be going backwards and trying to take God's credit if I tried to take credit for it. So I just tell everybody what the conversation was. And so it's like, how can I take credit and be like, oh, I did all these magical things? Like, I was done. I was like ready to retire. And I can't put people in what that emotional state felt like. Even when I was having that conversation with God about like waving the white flag, like, I didn't even believe that he would do all of the stuff that's happened inside of me. And now to be at 36, still feeling great. Like, you would think at 36, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm tired. I'm ready to go home. And it's like, no, I feel fresher now than I did at 27. And so it's like, okay, God, whatever you want to do, I'm here.
Well, keep it going. Keep it going. Anything that we've talked about, of course, for the foundation, Devoted Dreamers Foundation, you'll learn all about the food drive from Monday and Tuesday, 18th Ward, Clover. DeMario, just keep it going. Appreciate your time, man. It's an honor.
Hey,
man.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you. God bless.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.